It's time for the 8-Minute Devotion. The 8-Minute Devotion is a daily message that fills you with hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Here's your host, Pastor Cameron Walcott.
Well, hello, hello, and welcome back to the 8-Minute Devotion, our Thursday episode. And we have this privilege to spend time together once again in the Word of God. 8 minutes of hope, 8 minutes of life, 8 minutes of encouragement from God's Word. That's why we do this podcast every single weekday. 8 minutes of encouragement, 8 minutes of life. It comes not from my words, not from our ideas, but it comes from the Word of God. And we're in Romans chapter 9 through 11. This part of the book of Romans is called, we're calling it the election of God. And we're seeing how God's election works. And we've been talking the last few days, we've been touching a little bit on Israel and the Gentiles, but we've more been focusing on how God's election is based on mercy, it's based on faith, and it's based on his foreknowledge, that God doesn't just randomly say, you go to heaven, you go to hell, with man having no choice in the matter. But God sees the choices that we're going to make, and he places us, he predestined us and elected us based on the free choices that he already knew that we would make. So that's been our main theme, to say, look, give us a heart, O God, that says yes to you. Give me a heart of faith. Give me a heart that receives your mercy. That is God's calling. That is God's desire for us, to say yes to him and to receive his grace and mercy. But now, for the next few days going into next week, we are kind of going to focus a little bit more on the difference between the Gentile church and Israel, the nation of Israel, and how God wants the church and Israel to be united, and how God elected the church. So going back to Romans 9, what we're going to see today is that the election of God is upon the church to the Gentiles. The election of God is upon the church to the Gentiles. Before we get into the verse, I want to clarify, I want to say, we live today in the church age. We live in the age of the church. You know, under the old covenant that was in place until Jesus came, that was a different covenant. But we now live under the new covenant. It also can be called the church age. God's plans and purposes for the world right now are being unfolded through the church. Under the old covenant was primarily through a natural people, the people of Israel. God blessed them. God used them for glorious things. He used the Jewish people to bring forth the prophets. He used them to bring forth the law. He used them to bring forth his son, Jesus, the Messiah. And he primarily focused in the old covenant upon the people of Israel. In the new covenant, the church age, his plans and purposes primarily are being unfolded, not through a literal nation, but through the church. His redemptive scheme is not focused on an ethnic nation today, but his redemptive scheme is focused on the church. Now, that does not mean he's given up on the ethnic nation of the Jews. I do not believe in full replacement theology, that, you know, he's given up on the Jews, the church has fully replaced them. No, I don't believe that. And again, the next few days, I'm going to clarify that so much more, where I do stand and what I believe the Word of God says. But his primary purposes, his path of salvation, is through faith in Jesus. And the expression of that on earth is his people, the church. And this is what Paul says. You know, all of these thoughts that I'm expressing, they come from the words of Paul. And here we go in Romans 9, 25 and 26. As he also says in Hosea, I will call them my people who were not my people, and her beloved who were not my beloved. And it shall come to pass in the place where it was said of them, you are not my people, there they shall be called sons of the living God. Under the old covenant, the Gentiles were not God's people. Under the old covenant, the Gentiles were not the people of God. The people of God were the Jews, the Jewish people, the ethnic Jews. And, you know, if you were a Gentile who wanted to become a child of God, you needed to convert and become Jewish. You needed to adopt the Jewish customs. You needed to join yourself to them. The Gentiles as a group were not the people of God. Hosea said that. But Hosea also said the Lord was going to call those who were not his people as his people, those who were not his beloved as his beloved. And that was a prophetic utterance towards the Gentile church, that the day was going to come when God was going to use the Gentile church as his people. This quote is from Hosea 1:10. So I do want to say that God was never a racist. Salvation was never only available if you were born of Jew. Everybody could be saved, but a Gentile, to be part of the covenant, did need to convert and become a Jew, become a Jewish convert to be in the covenant. You had to become a Jew either through birth or conversion in order to be one of the children of God. And of course, for the men, the sign of the covenant that you were part of God's people was circumcision, natural physical circumcision. But now in the new covenant, it has changed. To be the people of God, if you're born a Gentile, you no longer have to become a Jew. You no longer have to follow the Jewish customs. You no longer have to do the physical act of circumcision. To become a part of God's people, all you need is faith, and you join the church. Faith in Jesus, faith in what Christ has done. You are joined to the people of God. And God's election, God has chosen to use the church. God has chosen to use the Gentiles. And that's good for all of you watching and listening who were not born a physical, natural Jew. You know, praise God for those who were born Jews, physical Jews, and praise God for the many who have come to salvation. You know, I've been privileged and blessed in my life to hear preaching and teaching from so many Messianic Jews, so many who are Jews in the natural and yet followers of Jesus, Messianic Jews. And praise God for these brothers and sisters in faith. But for those of us who are born Gentiles, we don't have to try to become a Jew to be saved. We don't have to be circumcised. We don't have to keep the old covenant law. We don't have to move to Israel. We don't have to keep the Jewish feast. All of those things were fulfilled in Christ, and for his people, for the church, we are adopted into the family of God solely through faith in Jesus. And I'm glad that God, that I live in an age when God has saved me, he has redeemed me, as I am, as a Gentile, and praise God for that. Of course, God is not done with the Jewish people either, and one day there's going to be this great reuniting of the Gentile church and the Jewish people. But until that day in the church age, God is working primarily through us. So Jesus said, I will build my church. We have the privilege of being part of that church and saying, Lord, use us to help build your church. Use us to extend your kingdom. Lord, as we keep bringing in the Gentiles, as we keep bringing in the Jews to the knowledge of Jesus, Lord, you will build your church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Thank you for being with us. We'll be back tomorrow on the 8-Minute Devotion.
Thank you for listening to the 8-Minute Devotion. Please subscribe, rate, and review the podcast wherever you listen to or watch it. And email us at the8minutedevotion@gmail.com with any questions or comments. May God bless you.